Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music every week at Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And we're also streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. And you can pick us up there anywhere in the world. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and I'll sort of throw in a few odd things, which I call wombats. And I've got a couple of wombats tonight. The first song is new to me, though at least this recording of it is. It's called Can't Help Falling in Love. It's a 50s song, I believe. But this is from the movie Crazy Rich Asians, which I saw this week and really enjoyed. It's a beautiful love story, and it's full of glamour and exciting things. And also, it's like a tour guide to Singapore, which I didn't know at all. I'd love to go there. And this song is by Kina Granis, who I gather is of Asian descent. The entire movie is focused on actors and directors and everybody of Asian descent, and even this song. So for the wedding party, they flew in a special act, Kina Granis, and this is her song, and it's been a big hit, and I like it a lot. That was Can't Help Falling in Love by Kina Granis. Well, we're going to switch moods quite a bit here. The next is bluegrass. Bluegrass and old-timey. Banjo, fiddle, mandolin, bass really comes in. So, Blue Rock Slide by the Grascals, group out of Nashville. And I want to just describe to you what I experienced listening to this. It starts off with just the banjo, and I'm not sure if it's three-finger or frailing. I think it's frailing, but it's hard to tell. In any case, it's great banjo. And then the mandolin pops in, and the two of them kind of waltz around, but the banjo has the lead. And then the mandolin gets the lead a little bit. Then the fiddle kind of sneaks in a tiny bit, but not much. Next thing you know, in comes the fiddle big time. It kind of warms up. Banjo's still kind of hanging in there, but eventually fiddle takes over and says, it's my turn to lead. About the same time, the bass kicks in, which really pulls this thing together. I'm sure there's a guitar in there, but the guitar never takes the lead that I can tell. And then they go off and just waltz together, all those instruments, and they take turns being the lead and everything else. It's just a trip, but it's a wonderful show for watching which instrument is in charge, and what a great job they do. When the fiddle is up, I love the banjo and the fiddle, but I think the fiddle flies best. They all do so great. Anyway, it's one of my favorite bluegrass songs in recent years, and a lot of rhythm, a lot of activity, and a lot of different voices of instruments.
Thank you.
That was Blue Rock Slide by the Grascals. And next up is Gordon Lightfoot, Canadian singer. This is Sundown from 1974. It was his only number one hit in the U.S., but he had many other hits on the top 10. And in Canada, it was also number one. It's got a heavy, beautiful rhythm to it that I can't really describe. And it's got kind of serious lyrics, too. So here we go from Sundown, 1974.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. See her looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
That was Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. Next up is a classic in a way. It's the Statler Brothers singing More Than a Name on a Wall. Statler Brothers started off as a backup band for Johnny Cash, and their thing was to take gospel rhythm, gospel harmonies, and put them to country music. This song, one of their members wrote, it's called More Than a Name on a Wall, and it's about Vietnam. My wife and I are watching the Ken Burns series on Netflix, The History of Vietnam. And I was in the Army during part of Vietnam, and I never knew all the details. I'm getting them now from the Ken Burns series. But I do remember that in 1965, I'd finished my 2 years of Army tour in Germany, and I chose to get out, to leave the Army rather than stay in for a year. A lot of people chose to re-up for a year because it was a great tour of duty over there. And those that did all went to Vietnam. And from this series, I learned that prior to the summer of 65, there were only about maybe 16,000 American troops in Vietnam. These there were 16,000 advisors. And then in that fall, Lyndon Johnson sent in 50,000 troops and another 50,000. And eventually 58,000 Americans were killed in Vietnam. So here's a story, more than a name on a wall, of a mother going to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., where all the names of the casualties are inscribed, and looking at the name of her son. And it's a very poignant thing and beautiful piece of music. So this is More Than a Name on a Wall.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven and the words she said were these. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?" He died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
More Than a Name on a Wall by the Statler Brothers. Well, next is kind of a wombat. This song is from the 50s, I'm pretty sure. It's called "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha," by Napoleon the 14th. It's a funny song. Back for many years, in the 50s especially, they had amusing, funny, silly songs would get on the hit parade and rise up, and this was one of them. And I was talking to a friend today. We suggested, now, someone who knows these words, is this ironic or sardonic? But we suggested we should play this song in the waiting room for a therapist. So people sitting out there waiting to be treated by a therapist would hear somebody saying, "They're coming to take me away." anyway, I think it's a funny song, so I'm going to share it with you. This is "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha," by Napoleon the 14th.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men.
That was "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha-Ha." A little paranoia there creeps through, too. Well, let's get back to something a little more settling. This is "My Little Town" by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Beautiful song, all sorts of poignant feelings about a little town. But then it turns a little strange, and you realize that the person is not entirely happy with his little town. And there's one line about the colors, the rainbow, all the colors are black. It's not that the colors aren't there. It's just imagination they lack. So the person telling the story about his little town finds it a little bit limited. But in addition to that, it also has a wonderful feeling of nostalgia and beauty. And anyway, this is Simon and Garfunkel, "My Little Town."
Thank you. nothing, I was just my father's son. Saving my money, dreaming of glory, twitching like a finger on the trigger of a gun.
That was My Little Town by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Well, the show is being recorded in late August, and it is hot in this part of Virginia, in the high 80s sometimes, even reaching 90 one day, and you can really feel it. The next song is called Long Hot Summer Days by Sarah Watkins, and I believe it's a John Hartford song that's written about the Mississippi River boats, but in any case, it's definitely about long, hot summer days, and that's what we're having right now, so here comes a song about it.
Just as soon as we know where they lay, tired off of them jolly and leaving minds on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. On a towboat building up barges on a long hot summer day. Last night we ended
That was Long Hot Summer Days by Sarah Watkins. And obviously it's not about the Mississippi River, it's about the Illinois River. Well, it's time to take a break, tell you who we are and what we're doing, and throw in a little Wombat. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance each week to play a few songs I love and throw in a little Wombat, and here comes one now. I have a cartoon from the New Yorker, I believe, and it's a disc jockey. Looks a lot like me. He's sitting in a studio. He's got earphones on. I have earphones on. He's talking into a mic on a long boom. I'm talking into a mic on a long boom. And in front of him is a rather complex-looking control panel with lots of buttons and levers and knobs and things, and I have one of those in front of me. And he's introducing his next song. Well, my next song is called True Love Never Dies by Cody Canada and the Departed. And it's written and performed in the teens of this century. You know, I'm getting used to saying the aughts for 2001, 2000 through 2009, 2010, and then the teens for where we are right now, 2018. So this is written in the teens. And True Love Never Dies by Cody Canada and the Departed. And now I'm going to read to you from the cartoon as the disc jockey introduces the next song, and then at the end of his introduction, I'll start the song. So, he says, "This next one goes out to all those who have ever been in love, then become engaged, gotten married, participated in the tragic deterioration of a relationship, suffered the pains and agonies of a bitter divorce, subjecting themselves to the fruitless search for a new partner, and ultimately resigned themselves to remaining single in a world full of irresponsible jerks, noncommittal weirdos, and neurotic misfits."
Was the last time I made her cry. I talked myself out of believing the true, true love never dies. The first time I thought of returning was just 10 lonesome miles out of town. My foolish pride kept these wheels a-turning, and there was nothing on this earth gonna shut me down. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow. True, true love never dies. You know pride will forsake you by and by. The lonesomeness now surely passes. True, true love never dies. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow. True, true love never dies. back to her on an ocean of sorrow. True, true love never dies, and I never will. No, no, no.
That was True Love Never Dies by Cody Canada and the Departed. Well, we're going to switch moods again. This is by Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen was a novelist and poet up until he was 33. Then he began to write songs and perform songs. And he was just a fantastic poet and a fantastic songwriter and a wonderful performer. As he aged, his voice dropped. And must be done late in life. This is called Nevermind by Leonard Cohen. He wrote this and performed it. And it's a haunting thing. I saw it as kind of a background song for a TV series. But in any case, it'll stick with me. I'll almost have nightmares about this. It's a great piece of music.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. I was not cut across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find. The stories told with facts and lies. I had a name, but never mind.
Never mind.
Treaty signed, there's truth that lives and truth that dies. I don't know which, so never mind. Your victory was so complete, some among you thought to keep a record of little lives. The clothes we wore, our spoons, our knives. The games of luck our soldiers played. The stones we cut, the songs we made. Our law of peace, which understands a husband leads, a wife commands. And all of this, expressions of the sweet indifference some call love, the high indifference some call fate, but we had names more intimate, names so deep and names so true, their blood to me, their dust to you. There is no need that this survive, this truth that lives and truth that dies. That lives and truth that dies. I don't know which, so never mind. I could not kill the way you kill. I could not hate. I tried, I failed. You turned me in, at least you tried. You side with them whom you despise. This was your heart, this swarm of flies. This was once your mouth, this bowl of lies. You serve them well, I'm not surprised. You're of their kin, you're of their kind.
Never mind, never mind.
I had to leave my life behind.
The story's
told with facts and lies. You own the world, so never mind. Of time you can't divide. My woman's here, my children too. Their graves are safe from ghosts like you. In places deep with roots entwined, I live the life I left behind. The war was lost, the treaty signed. I was not caught across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised.
That was Nevermind by Leonard Cohen. Next up is Lucy Simpson. I've mentioned a number of times that for many years I belonged to the New York City Folk Music Club, and we had weekends and weeks and things, and all of us had some talent, but some had more than others, and Lucy was probably one of the best. She was one of my mentors in gospel music, and one weekend, a group of the best singers, which didn't include me, got together at a recording studio and made an album. And this is Lucy singing, "Oh, He's Taken My Feet." And I believe I knew personally all the people on this song singing the harmony. The guy on the bass part, the part that I would have liked to sing, was Wally McEnoe. But Wally was a better singer than me from every dimension. He also was a bit of an egotist and used to give me a hard time, but he was a nice guy. Anyway, this is Lucy Simpson singing a gospel tune, "Oh, He's Taken My Feet."
Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. I'll praise Him while He gives me breath. I hope to praise Him after death. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. And I will praise Him when I die, shout salvation as I fly. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. And I will tell to sinners round what a dear Savior I have found. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages. Oh, He's taken my feet from the mire and the clay, and He's placed them on the rock of ages.
That was Lucy Simpson singing, "Oh, He's Taken My Feet." The next song is The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Many songs are written about heroes and victories and things, or in love, sometimes defeat. But here's the boxer. This is not a champion boxer. This is a yeoman, hard-working boxer who gets beat up and finally has to look for any kind of job he can find. And it tells a story. I love the wording in the song. Sometimes a song combines beautiful music and things and also a story that just rips into you. That's what this one does for me. The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By the light, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. La 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 la
That was The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. I've just got time to slip in one more song, and this is from the Broadway show Runaways, and it's the way I feel about my audience out there. Though I haven't met many of you, we are not strangers. That was We Are Not Strangers from the Broadway play Runaways. I'd like to tell you about a class I'm offering. I'm going to be teaching at the College of Older Adults starting September 12th, Wednesdays at 2 to 3:30. There'll be a gathering of people who like to sing, and it's called a community singing. I'll be leading it, but what I hope to do is to sit us in a circle, and we'll take turns leading songs. But we won't use it for every song. A lot of the songs are just sung, just voices. And I'm looking forward to it. So that starts Wednesday, September 12th at the Higher Ed Center in Abingdon, Virginia, College of Older Adults. And I'd welcome anyone who'd like to come. I think you have to sign up for the semester. It's $40 fee. You can take as many classes as you like. Hope to see some of you there. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7 at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to ask you to join me, as I do each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.